Jay, looking at Alshon and Eddie as they continue to work back in,
yeah,
you see those guys coming along, and do you feel like when they are healthy, we're going to see a different dimension than you were able to show on Sunday?
Hope so. I mean, I thought the guys, they fought hard on the outside. You know, a lot of man-to-man, similar situation this week. They're not afraid to play man. They're not afraid to come and get you, bring more than you're capable of blocking. I thought they've had a good week. I thought the last couple of days, Eddie, Alshon, Q, Mark, all those guys have competed hard out there. It's just we'll see what we have on Sunday.
Jay, what do you remember about a couple of years ago spending time with Bruce Arians here when he was interviewing?
I remember him being just kind of a guy's guy. You could see easily why players would be attracted to him, why players would enjoy playing for him, just in the quick hours with him. He loved football. He had energy about him. He had enthusiasm. So I could see why him in front of a football team would be a good thing.
What jumps out at you when you watch tape of the Cardinals? I think they held more points than under 20 last year than any other team in the league.
Is that true?
I think
that's what I said.
I believe.
13.
What percentage would you think that's?
13 out of 16. Yes.
So you feel good about that?
Yeah, I do.
They're a good defense. I mean, they have been for a couple of years now. Nothing's going to change this year. They did a good job against the Saints and Drew Brees. A lot of man, a lot of blitzing, and then they'll mix up some coverages. They keep you guessing. A lot of personnel groupings. They'll throw seven DBs out there. They'll mix up the front. So you got to be on it as a quarterback. Myself and Monty, we got to be good with our points and our mics and make sure everyone's communicating well.
With that being said, a second week for Kyle practicing at tackle. Have you seen improvement? I mean, what's the difference now?
He's a little bit more comfortable. The communication aspect of it is going a little bit smoother for him. I think that just the nerves of going out there and playing that first game is over. Now he can kind of settle down, and he knows what he's getting into. He knows what's going to happen on Sunday for the most part. So now it's just a matter of getting better each and every day and learning from mistakes and hopefully not repeating them.
As you look at Patrick Peterson, aside just from his athleticism, is there anything that stands out about his skill set?
Well, I mean, you look at him, and he's 6'1", 220, and then he runs a 4.3. So you see him jam guys, and then you see him run with about anybody on the field. So, and he's got unbelievable ball skills. So he's a guy you got to be aware of. You got to know where he's at. He's not somebody you really want to take a lot of chances with.
Will you think that they'll just put him on Alshon?
I don't know. I don't know what they'll do. Because we have so many formations, and we do go pretty fast. I don't know if they're going to want him running all over the field or not. We'll play that out when we get there.
Do you sense Alshon a hunger about him? And he's such a quiet guy. Is he hungry for a big year, you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think he always is. He's got a quiet confidence about him. We know that when he steps on the field that we're going to get his best effort. Off the field in meetings, like you said, you got to twist his arm to get some words out of him. But when he does talk, you know that he's all in. He buys into what we're doing. But, I mean, it's not about just him getting a big contract. I mean, I think that's the furthest thing from his mind. He wants the team to do well first, and then whatever happens with him will happen.
Jay, what is it about Tyrann Mathieu and his skill set that creates so much conflict for quarterbacks and offenses?
I think he's got really good spatial awareness. He's got really good first step. He's a twitchy guy out there, which makes him hard to deal with, especially when he gets in the nickel. He's physical. He's good at the point of attack. I mean, he's got everything you want in kind of a DB and a nickel, that nickel type guy.
Is it somewhat like with the talk about Clay last week, where you kind of always have to know? It seems like he moves around the field quite a bit.
I mean, they have a lot of personnel groups, so they'll put him at safety, they'll put him at nickel, they'll put him, kind of an outside backer type of thing. They'll put him on the line of scrimmage, they'll blitz him off the edge. He's kind of their move guy, their jack of all trades, and he does everything really well. So we'll be aware of him as well.
With the new offense being put in, do you think just the offense in general, do guys have to still think about what they're doing, or does it come naturally, would you say?
I would say we're still thinking a little bit. I don't think it'd be fair to say that all 11 guys including myself, have everything hammered completely home. So we're still thinking a little bit. I think Adam does a great job during the week of really going through the plays that we like and going through everything that, for the most part, we're going to call. There's a few things that we'll talk about on the sideline that he does a good job with. If we do want to mix it up, of talk on the sideline and making sure everyone's on board.
Is it kind of a blessing or is it a curse when Matt has such a good
I think we'd rather have him a good game than a bad game and kind of hide him. And plus, I don't think we're going to be able to hide him. I know that most defenses are probably going to try to take him out of the game and limit his carries. But I think Adam and the rest of the guys do a great job of moving him around and kind of keep teams guessing. And with our running game, he's going to get more than his fair share of carries.
Jay, what can you guys do to make sure that defenses are respecting the passing game then and not stacking?
We got to take some shots. I mean, we've got to air it out if that's, however many that is, but make sure that we take our shots, push the ball downfield, and just let them know that, if you're going to play that way, we're gonna let it go.
Did Green Bay not give you guys a lot of chances to do that? Do you think it factored in with Alshon's health?
Well, I mean, I think there's a lot of things at play. I think we kind of wanted to – I mean, Alshon's health was definitely one of them. We wanted to kind of control the ball. We wanted to keep their offense off the field, which I think we did a fairly good job of doing that. So there were a few things in play with that train of thought.